Well, thank you for the warning, Mr. Booth Announcer Man. And hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, 1400 AM KSPT in somewhat soggy Sandpoint again today. Thursday, it's North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and it is just soggy, rainy, gray days that we have. It's looking like through the weekend. I guess there's a slight chance it could turn to snow in some places. I think it's snowing in the mountains, so that's good. Certainly is snowing in the Northeast. 4 feet in some places, but you know, we've gotten that here lots of times, and it makes this big national news back east when it snows. So what about Idaho? What about the Cascades? You know, what about the Sierra Mountains? We get 4 feet of snow. It's like no big deal. And we know how to drive in it. You watch the news, these people driving back in the Northeast, like they don't have four-wheel drives, and the semi-truck drivers don't know how to drive in this stuff. They do pretty good around here, but I don't know. Just my observation. As long as they stay there, that's fine. North Idaho Thursday, we've got an interesting show for you today. First up, we'll have our weekly visit with Bonner General Health, Dr. Vince Huntsberger, who has been with us a few times during all of this pandemic. From the BGH Emergency Department, he's with us once again today, giving us an update on what's going on over there at the hospital. As you may be aware, COVID cases in Bonner and Boundary County have been growing at an alarming rate in the past few weeks. We've got some stats we'll pass along here in a little bit. We'll hear from Dr. Huntsberger in just a minute. And in our second segment today, we'll be chatting with Kathleen Moore from the Bonner Community Food Bank. Of course, this is a very crucial time of year, every year at the food bank, the holiday season. But this particular year, with so many people out of work or home sick right now or home having to watch the kids and can't work, the food bank has never been more important than it is right now. So we'll get an update on what's happening there and what for the plan for the holiday is and stuff like that. What else is going on? Well, let's see. Schweitzer Mountain Resort next week coming up, as you can ski with Santa. That'll be on the 23rd and 24th at Schweitzer. You can go to schweitzer.com to learn more with that. It's kind of a safe distancing thing you can do with the kids. Just go up to Schweitzer, get some skiing in, get outside, get some exercise. Of course, as long as you stay outside and all of that, it's very, very safe, and the kids can see Santa Claus. So I think that's all pretty cool. If you're good with shopping downtown, you should support our local businesses. The Slackers Night Out. I think this used to be called Boys Night Out, but it's now just not just for boys. It's for slackers. And it's the event this Friday, December 18th. Shops will be staying open late with deals and helpful advice to help shoppers fill those gift lists. Plus, while you're downtown, check out live music. They're having that at the Pondere Winery. Two of my favorites, Mike and Shanna Thompson, are playing. And they're adding Charlie Nish on percussion. So that's coming up Friday from 5 to 8 at the winery. And they have gifts there as well. So you can go do that. And they call that, that's like a week before Christmas. They're calling that Slacker. I mean, I start shopping like at 10 o'clock Christmas Eve. It's just, no, actually, this year I've had very little to do. I'm done. I'm done with my shopping and stuff like that. Tried to do as much local as possible. Well, we're going to do as much COVID pandemic info as possible here in just a moment. Dr. Vince Huntsberger from Bonner General is with us once again. We'll also be talking to Kathleen Moore from the food bank today. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
There's always a fiesta at Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint. Taco Tuesday is back. Check out Jalapeno's Dine-In Only Special. $3 crispy beef or chicken tacos, $4 Mexican drafts, $6 12-ounce Hornitos margaritas, and $8 for the 16-ouncer. Don't forget, every Monday is Margarita Monday. Order a 12-ounce margarita and get an upgrade to a 16-ounce at no extra charge. Jalapeno's is open Thursday through Tuesday and closed on Wednesday. Also great for takeout.
Steve, a small business owner in Idaho Falls.
You know, when COVID first hit, it was hard on Idaho's economy. Our business almost had to close for good. Our doors are open now and business is getting better, But if we get asked to shut down again, I don't know if our business will survive. And that's why I choose to wear a mask, to protect myself and to protect others. If we mask up to help stop the spread of COVID, businesses like mine can stay open.
Learn more at one.idaho.gov.
Are y'all feeling the gladness of the holiday season upon you yet? Don Thomas here for the Ponderé Design Center, and that includes Sandpoint Furniture, Carpet One, and Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. And if you're like the rest of us, maybe it'll take a little more this year to really put your heart into it. But you know what? Maybe these coming days are just what the doctor ordered, surrounding ourselves with family and friends, and just enjoying the simple comforts of your home. And for 75 years now, Sandpoint Furniture has made your house a home. And the same goes for all the folks at Carpet One and Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. All of our employees go out of their way to make our customers feel like friends, not just a passing sales transaction. And over all these years, you've come to trust our people to bring you just what you're looking for when you walked in our doors. It's a long list of what we can provide, not to mention on-time deliveries and professional installation. So before we bid farewell to this challenging year, let us all here at the Ponderé Design Center send out a hearty thank you to all of our customers for your continued patronage, along with prayers and wishes for a happy and a peaceful new year. The Ponderé Design Center, we make your house a home.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question, being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play! Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back here on KSPT KBFI as well as NorthIdahoRadio.com. And every Thursday at this time, we check in with someone from Bonner General Health. And once again, we welcome back to the show Dr. Vince Huntsberger. Dr. Huntsberger, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Which is, I've been doing fine throughout this whole thing. Haven't gotten sick, thank goodness. But a lot of people are. I don't know if you are up to date on the latest stats. I got this from Kristen Carlson over at BGH that the total number of COVID tests completed at Bonner General Health as of close of business yesterday, 9,006. That's incredible in a town of our size and area here. In the last 7 days, there have been 100 positives with 111 still pending. That is absolutely staggering. And Bonner General Hospital is at 100% capacity as of this morning. Four of those, I think 25 beds, are actual COVID patients. And Dr. Huntsberger, I don't know if you were aware of the hospital being at capacity, but with four of those being COVID patients, what is everybody else in the hospital for typically this time of year?
Your standard kind of medical issues. You'll have some surgical patients that'll be there after their joint replacements.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have other pneumonias. You know, maybe someone got a leg infection or a kidney infection or, you know, things like that. Sometimes we have, you know, people with chest pain that are higher risk, so we need to watch them overnight. Abdominal pain, or maybe they need their gallbladder out, or they have appendicitis. So, you know, through the pandemic, everybody still has the same disease process that could have brought them to the hospital. The big difference now is you know, locally and regionally, the number of patients in hospitals with COVID and ICUs with COVID that really affects the care for other patients. Because mm-hmm. now when we see people that sometimes we would have kept in the hospital because of one of those other reasons, we're sending them home because there's no beds, or you're boarding yeah. them in the emergency department, and you know the systems just get really constipated for COVID and non-COVID patients.
Yeah, that's a very good point. For anybody listening who, you know, thinking, well, gosh, I don't feel 100%, or you do have some other kind of medical situation where you would normally go to the emergency room or try to check into the hospital, should you avoid that or still just act as if everything's just hunky-dory and they're going to let you in?
Yes, do not avoid. Please come and see us. We have other processes in place, so when you check in at Bonner General, we'll ask if you have a fever, shortness of breath, COVID contact. If you've had a close contact, we'll still see you. We'll just, you know, make sure that when we put you in the department that you'll be in a more isolated room. But we absolutely don't want to see people with chest pain or abdominal pain or headaches or other various reasons not coming. We will see everybody. It's a different process now, but we will see everybody. And it's a little different at Bonner General because we have a phone number out there. We call when you come to the door. We have to get a nurse or a physician or a provider that comes out and, you know, does those brief screening questions. It's a little bit slower, but it's not been too bad at Bonner General. I think our processes are good for COVID and non-COVID patients. So what we really don't want to see is those people that are avoiding medicine because of COVID. That's not related to COVID. We absolutely want to see those people and make sure they're safe and make sure their chest pain isn't a heart attack or make sure their abdominal pain is not appendicitis or a gallbladder issue or something like that that can be treated. So absolutely, please come and see us and let us evaluate you and see what's going on.
Yeah, very important information there. Of course, we're in the typical cold and flu season. I know one of the big confusion points, especially for older people, are how do they figure out whether they've got a typical flu or if you suspect it's COVID? What's the difference?
Usually the big difference in my, you know, knowledge and reading and all the podcasts that so influenza hits really fast. So usually people wake up at 8 a.m., they feel okay. By 10, 11, 12 that day, they have a high fever. They feel terrible right away. So usually with COVID, we've seen this more, a little bit more indolent, slower moving process, not always, but usually people just don't feel well. You know, they'll start with the sore throat or the cough or a little short of breath, and then they gradually over days get a lot worse. So usually the flu is really sudden onset would be the big difference. And again, if you don't know the difference and you want to know, we absolutely want you to come. You know, if you look okay and we have a nurse come out to you and we do your vitals and we triage you, and you look well, we sometimes will treat you out of a tent or even in your own car to swab you, see how you're doing, see what you have. And we can do both swabs, influenza and COVID. Now, if you show up and you look sick and you're having troubles breathing and your oxygen's low, then we get you right into the emergency department. And then we do those tests within our isolation room. But again, it's the same thing. Like, you don't necessarily have to guess. If you feel well, we can do the drive-through and you can get it from your primary doc or Panhandle Health. And we can decide, you know, which process you have. And in both processes, if you have the flu, you should still be staying home, you know, wearing a mask, washing your hands. If you have COVID, the same thing, except the quarantine's longer for COVID just because of kind of the how contagious it is and how it's different than the flu.
Sure, absolutely. All good stuff to know. So how are things been going? You mentioned the emergency department. Well, actually, I wanted to go back a step. You know, we've been saying for the last 9-10 months that if you suspect that you have these COVID signs, is you need to contact your primary care physician to get the okay to go get tested. What if you don't have a primary physician? Say you're new to the area or you just haven't been going to the doctor. Can you just show up at the ER?
So you can. So a better process, if you feel okay, say maybe I was exposed, you know, you did something and you heard, oh, this person got exposed and you're a higher risk, right? Maybe had went someplace and you were inside and you were in there for an extended period and you're like, oh, I think I might have COVID, or at least I was exposed. If you didn't have a primary doc, I still think the best way to go right now is Panhandle Health. So if you don't have a provider or don't have insurance, Panhandle Health or County Health can provide that order for Bonner General. If you come to the emergency department, we're always willing to see everybody. And what happens then is you get checked in as an emergency department patient. So you kind of go through that process. So if you don't have insurance or things like that, then Panhandle Health is a really good resource, but we're always there. So you can always check in. We can always run the test 24/7, but we try to, you know, people that aren't sick or don't need to be hospitalized and they're worried they got exposed, the county health is probably the better way to go, because they'll say, well, when did you get exposed? When did they get tested? You know, when is this 5-day window? Like, when would be the best time to test you, just so we could really know? Because if you got exposed the day before and you got tested the next day, chances are that test is going to be negative because you don't have symptoms, and you need to kind of be in that 5-to-8-day window with high exposure. Now, if you're symptomatic and you're short of breath and you have a high fever and you really feel terrible, right, that's when we need to see in the emergency department. You come and check in, and we'll get you into a room and assess you.
And, of course, you work right there in the ER department. And you guys have been, of course, extremely busy, busier than ever in the emergency room. How many of those patients that you're seeing during your shifts that are actually COVID patients compared to the everyday things you would normally see in the ER?
So typically at Bonner General, with our volume of patients, we see, you know, 30 to 40 patients a day. And I would say, in my experience in the last few weeks and just in general at Bonner General, that either COVID patients or patients under investigation, right? We don't know if they have the flu or RSV or strep throat. I would say probably about a quarter of the patients or people that are coming in are with suspicion of COVID, or again, just the fever, shortness of breath, you know, do they have pneumonia, COVID, flu, you know, so they're the patients under investigation. So I would say it's about a quarter of our patient population.
And as far as hospital personnel, are you guys, has that stabilized for you? I know that you were, some people were getting exposed, were getting, you know, testing positive, and at one point you're kind of limited personnel. Are you back up to full speed, or is the National Guard been called in? I know Governor Little's talking about that down in the Boise area. Has any of that happened here?
No. You know, so for us, like Boise, obviously much larger patient or just population in general. So if the disease, as it has seen the spikes in the larger population areas, if we aren't doing the necessary things, it tends to go up quicker. But us being a, you know, a smaller population, a more rural area, we have not, you know, seen a spike like that where we've had a lot of personnel in the facility that, you know, we have to shut certain things down or we can't staff these things. But it's more difficult just because when you care for COVID patients or patients under investigation, there's much more time that goes into it, much more personal protective equipment. It is where we don't want people going in and out of those rooms. So if a nurse or goes into the rooms, we kind of leave them in there for an hour or two to get the assessment going. We don't want them going back and forth and having to change gowns and gloves a lot because we have to preserve those because this is likely going to be going on for the next few months. But Bonner General, you know, currently we do, you know, have some employees that have tested positive, so we still have that. But we're doing okay from a staffing standpoint. We have the nurses to see everybody. We have the RTs. Overall, not doing too bad at Bonner General from a staffing standpoint.
Good. That's reassuring to hear for sure. You'd mentioned that, you know, this is going to go on for at least several more months. Of course, semi-referencing the vaccines that are becoming available and being distributed. What can you tell us about that vaccine and when it's actually going to be here?
So we have a meeting later this afternoon, so we'll discuss that as far as having them here. And I think the bigger issue in the United States and the world is education for the vaccines and really discussing, you know, side effects of it, the benefits of it. You know, what it is, what is mRNA, you know, all the different things and the questions that people have. I think it's important that we are open-minded and discuss and as best we can, let the medical professionals like myself or epidemiologists or our top scientists really speak about the vaccine. It's gotten so polarized and politicized now that we're getting a lot of information from, you know, CNN and Fox and other news channels, which that's okay, but they're reporters. Like, we really have to listen to Dr. Fauci and emergency department physicians, your local, you know, county health and people like that to get as accurate of information, because we need a lot of people to accept this vaccine for it really to be helpful. Some of the numbers I've seen recently of, you know, in national polls that took it from a couple thousand people were 42% of people were willing to take it. And that's just not enough to really, you know, get the numbers. Most epidemiologists, scientists say we need around 70% vaccination to get that herd immunity. So we need a lot more people to be willing to take it and have their questions answered, because really people have questions, right? Did we skip safety protocols given that it came out so quickly? You know, I don't think we did. I think a lot of the bureaucracy went away. I think the scientists and Pfizer and Moderna so far, I don't think cut corners. I think they're safe vaccines, but you know, there's going to be some allergic reactions. We've seen a few of those already. Mm-hmm. And people are going to get the, you know, reactions like sore shoulder. They're going to spike a fever. Your body's mounting a defense against COVID. So those are normal. Within those 24 hours, people are going to have those side effects. And again, we've seen a few people now with allergic reactions, which is good. We're open. We're transparent. It happened. The FDA is going to investigate. And now I think it's really just a national, international effort and local effort to, you know, get people to have their questions answered and be willing to accept the vaccine because it's going to be slow to get it out because of all the different things that are going on with the vaccines, and they have to get FDA approved. They have to get transported. That'll be one of the issues. The next issue will be, you know, can we get 70% of Americans to take the vaccine? And I think we can, but it's going to take time. It's going to take education. It's going to take a lot of questions being answered by health professionals.
I know we had Aaron Bernal on the show last Thursday, and we were talking about the number of people that were saying definitely yes or definitely no. And a large percent, like 25 to 30, were, I don't know, I'm going to wait and see. So hopefully those numbers will turn into more yeses over the next 60, 90 days. So we could see those numbers get up. Vince, I have one last question for you today. It's something we hadn't talked about offline, but you're, of course, a former college football star at the University of Montana. You're also a doctor now, as obviously we've been talking about. Looking at the way colleges in like the Pac-12 and so on, Mountain West, has handled sports this year, do you think they're doing things right, or should they have shut down completely, or do you have an opinion on that?
No, I think schools in sports, I think they've done a good job. I mean, they've obviously shut down games. They've canceled games if people tested positive. They've really limited capacities in the stadiums. You know, some have mm-hmm. no people in there, mm-hmm. and they're playing. And I think it's important. I think it's part of we've done it right. I think the one instance I can see that didn't go well was when Notre Dame beat Clemson and they rushed the field. That was not good, right? And they had to put limits on that, and either – I'm not sure if they have allowed fans back, but we can't have things like that when you have, you know, 1,500 people crammed together for, you know, an extended period of time. That's what spreads COVID. So that was one, you know, the big glaring thing that I've seen. But overall, I think, you know, schools in general and sports in general have done a good job of limiting visitors and fans. But I think they've done a good job. I have a sport. I think they did a good job as best they could, and we have to continue because now I think it's more important. Football is mostly played outside, mm-hmm. You know, soccer, some of these other sports. Now that we get into the wrestling season, the volleyball season, the basketball season, when people are indoors more, then we'll continue to learn about the process. But even then, I think limiting the fans and spreading them out, and if they go inside, they're in masks and they're washing their hands, I think it can be done. I think it can be done safely as you can. It's still a pandemic, and, mm-hmm. you know, we're not going to completely get rid of this disease with whatever we do, but we have to mitigate it and do the best we can to limit it with still focusing on people's well-being.
Yeah, and just kind of like be mentally prepared, sports fans, for weird things to happen. For example, this week, UW was supposed to play USC for the Pac-12 championship game, but the disease spread like crazy at the University of Washington, at least with the football team. And so they're out, and Oregon is in. It's just the weirdest year of all time. And you really have to feel for the Husky football players, especially the seniors, is, you know, we got to play a handful of games, and now it's just over. That's gotta be tough. And, well, you mentioned, you know, the winter sports starting, and, you know, our hearts also go out to the Gonzaga Bulldogs. They had maybe one of their best teams ever last year and didn't get to play in the playoffs. And this is arguably the best team they've ever had this year. And we just have to hope that we get through a season and they can make a run at a national championship. Vince, I know you need to get back to work. I really appreciate you taking so much time and joining us, and all of the folks at the BGH. You guys are doing a great job, and keep it up, and happy holidays.
Thanks, Bob. You too.
All right. Dr. Vince Huntsberger from Bonner General Health, and we really appreciate Kristen and everybody at BGH for arranging these interviews and getting the information out there on a weekly basis. We are going to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll switch gears a little bit. Kathleen Moore from the Bonner Community Food Bank will be with us. We'll be talking about how they're bearing through all of this and what to expect in the holiday season and how you can help out the food bank. So stick around.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Bonner's Ferry Pupuseria is a new restaurant in downtown Bonner's Ferry across from the post office. Elba serves the national dish of El Salvador, pupusas. Pupusas are gluten-free, cornflour stuffed with a mix of pork, cheese, beans, and spinach. Jay also serves a great American menu. Macaroni salad, BLTs, guacamole and chips, steak burritos, egg drop soup, rice pudding, and more. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 11 to 9. Find Bonner's Ferry Pupuseria on Facebook.
What does that Ski-Doo feeling sound like?
Dude, I love that thing.
Woo, that was amazing. Turbo!
Yeah, it sounds a little something like that. And now you can get that Ski-Doo feeling during our Winter Celebration Sales event on Now. Visit Sandpoint Marine and Motorsports on Triangle Drive in Ponderay and get up to $1,000 off select 2020 Summit 850 E-Tech models. Offer ends January 6, 2021. Restrictions apply. Customer offers vary based on credit worthiness. See dealer for details.
The co-op is proud to stock Kinnik-Su brand feed at our store. Kinnik-Su feed ingredients are locally sourced here in the Pacific Northwest, nutritionally balanced with an added vitamin and mineral premix to keep the animals as healthy as possible. From poultry feed to dairy to whole grains, Kinnik-Su is your source for grains and feed produced by sustainable farming practices and delivered to our store for you. Kinnik-Su feeds at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
As this year draws to an end, most of us are looking ahead to better days. And Super One Foods wants to make sure your holidays are filled with all the magic and wonder you normally expect. We may not be hosting those big gatherings of family and friends, but we still want to enjoy our closest connections. And good food is always part of the equation. Stock up now and break out your favorite recipes to make meals to be savored or gifts of homemade treats. Whether it's pumpkin pie or a juicy turkey with stuffing, Super One Foods is ready to help you make this a season to remember. From the best selection of fresh produce to quality cuts of meat or everything you need to make a big batch of your favorite holiday goodies. At Super One Foods, we believe there's no room to compromise by giving you highest quality products at the best possible prices every day. Experience the difference at Super One Foods. And happy holidays from our family to yours.
Merry Christmas from Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. Christmas silver and U.S. silver eagles are in stock. Plus, they have preparedness supplies, coins and paper money, gold and silver, jewelry, and they now stock ammo as well. There's also a huge selection of great gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else in our area. Open weekdays and Saturdays through Christmas. Located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 263-6060. Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right. We are back, North Idaho, Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, along with you, Kathleen Moore, who's the market coordinator with Bonner Community Food Bank, is with us. Several things to talk about today. Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
First time on the radio.
Yes.
How exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting and scary at the same time.
It is not scary. You're going to leave here today wanting to have your own show.
That's it.
Actually, that's where a lot of our talk show hosts have come from. They started on this show. Anyway, thanks. What does the market coordinator at the food bank actually do?
Well, I kind of, the volunteers keep, you know, a list and set people up to who's going to be volunteer working in the market. We have different areas of the market everywhere from keeping the shelves full because it's set up almost like a grocery store. And then we have people have to do checkout and bagging. And then we have another area with the refrigerators and things like that, that we have perishables where eggs, cheese, milk, any produce that comes in, salad mixes. So we have to keep those cold. So we, it, like I say, then when the trucks come in from the stores that donate to us, then we have the people in the warehouse and in the market putting all the things out so that the clients can shop.
So, quote unquote, clients in the market, what's the process if, say, you're new to town and you haven't found a job, you need food, and you show up at the food bank, what happens?
Well, you would come in and fill out an application, and we basically put you in the system. Right now, I don't know offhand the exact amount with the USDA. They've upped their amounts, so just about everybody qualifies for USDA, and if you qualify for that, you qualify for the food bank.
Okay.
And so they fill out an application, we put them in the system, and we set them up, and it starts out with 70 points, and then with each family member, you get 10 points more, up to 8 people. And then when they shop in the market, everything has points, so they can buy, basically get what they eat, because there's a lot of things some people can't eat. And so they go through and shop. Our produce is all 0 points, which is nice. And a lot of, like, right, actually today we have a lot of desserts. It's all 0. We're encouraging them to take them home. we will be closed tomorrow. So, you know, we don't want to see it go bad. We want to see people enjoy it and have it in their homes and eat it. We have, like, all our rolls and everything and tortillas. All that stuff is 0 points today. They also get...
How can we get information on that? I'd like to pass that type of thing along, like when you have an abundance of tortillas or abundance of sweets or whatever.
Well, we actually never know. It all depends on how much the stores have. And so in each day, I mean, sometimes we can get, I mean, more than we know what to do with, and we're like overwhelmed. And then other days we could end up with nothing.
Gotcha.
It just, a lot of times after holidays, we'll get more because the stores really amp up to have a lot of things. And then whatever doesn't sell, then they give to us.
And it's important to note that all this food that comes in, whether it's fresh or canned or boxed, is perfectly good food, or else you would not serve it.
Yeah, absolutely.
On an average day, I don't know, I probably don't have this in your notes, but how many customers come through the food bank?
Well, it depends on... each day, they vary. Some days, especially in the beginning of the month, we will have quite a few. It's like the beginning of the month because your points don't roll over. And so they start out at the beginning of the month with their points again.
Gotcha.
And then they'll come in and shop. And then they can shop weekly, even if they used all their points the first, and they can shop once, one day a week, each week, so of the month. And if they use all their points, when they come in, they still have meat that they can get that's no points. Like today, we have a big freezer full of meat, and it's roasts and steaks and chickens, and they get to pick two of those, no matter what size.
I haven't had lunch yet.
Yeah. I mean, I look at some of the stuff in there, and I'm amazed. I'm like, I haven't had a ribeye lately. You know, yeah, there was a guy who took home 2 packages of ribeyes today.
Well, good for you.
Then we have turkeys from Thanksgiving still, and so we're letting them take the turkeys home so they can have them for their Christmas meals. And so each week they can get those, and those are 0 points, and all their produce is 0 points. So if they used everything the first week they came in, they still come in every week, and they get, I mean, they can leave with a cart full of food.
That's great.
And yeah, it's awesome. I mean, even they're amazed sometimes. They look at how much they've gotten and they're like, wow. I mean, they literally walk out with cartfuls of food sometimes, and it's great because you know that it's feeding people that need it.
Absolutely.
And our clients are really good. Most of them will tell you they won't take something if they don't need it.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, I don't want to take over, you know, more because someone else might need it more.
Exactly.
And they're great about that. Our clients are wonderful, actually. They're very, very grateful. I mean, we even have some, they'll be in tears thanking us.
That's
for
awesome.
What we do.
I'm getting teared up right now just listening to this. We have Christmas right around the corner. You mentioned that it's a week from tomorrow. Is there anything special happening with the food bank?
Well, we will be closed the week of Christmas, except for Christmas Eve. We are serving our seniors a Christmas meal or Christmas Eve meal.
Excellent.
And we've teamed up with Lake Ponderay High School Culinary Arts and Arts Chef Rand, and then also the art department, Randy Wilhelm. And we are doing a turkey meal, like a Thanksgiving meal, or turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the good stuff. And we are delivering that to our seniors Christmas Eve day. And we have over 50 people that have signed up to deliver the meals. which is awesome. And I mean, I did all the calling of the seniors to see if they would like a meal. And I mean, they were just, I mean, they, some, like say, were in tears and they were so grateful and they love us. when they do get a chance to come in, they're always like, we want to hug you. And yeah, it's like, but you can't right now. No, so we do all the little, you know.
Yeah, that makes it tough. So you mentioned you'll be closed Christmas week.
Yes, we will be closed Christmas week. When the virus, all this stuff started, we actually lost 90% of our volunteers.
Oh.
Because they wanted to stay home and be safe. But our clients went up 30%.
Yeah.
And so in that March when that all started, we opened up the outside area and did pre-made boxes of shelf-stable products. And then they would come through and get those. And then we had the refrigerators with all that kind of stuff, and they could get that. And they could get the desserts. But we pretty much had it where they all had to stay outside. And now we have the market back open because of winter. It's a little hard to do that in the mm-hmm. snow. And so right now with volunteers, we are low on volunteers still. And so with the Christmas, and we don't want to burn them out.
Yeah.
They need to have days off so they can get ready for Christmas with their families and things like that.
So obviously you're in need of volunteers. And
absolutely.
What else are you in need of right now? Because, you know, I was reading online a little bit about the community food bank, and it's not just food that you need to give to needy people, but cleaning supplies. I mean, of course, this year, hand sanitizer, bleaches,
yes. Bleach.
Cleaning cloths, Lysol spray, of course, goes without saying, paper towels, toilet paper, soap.
And boxes of the disposal masks. Those are expensive. And everybody has to wear a mask when they come in.
Okay, good to know.
And if they don't want to wear a mask, then we will make them a preset box, and we will take it out to them with milk and produce and eggs and everything if we have it. And then we just take it out to their cars because some people just don't want to put a mask on. So,
yeah.
But we do that. And, I mean, everything, monetary donations are great because we can also buy things in bulk and get a better price sometimes than if you were to go to the store and buy it and then donate it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, to keep the electricity on and the heaters on and all that kind of good stuff, it takes, you know, cash donations also for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Sandpoint area, old timers will picture the food bank being over by Server Burger on Fifth Avenue. It was there for 15 years, maybe longer.
Yeah, it was
years.
quite a long time.
Where are you now?
We're on Culver's, and of course I don't have the address on me. We are right next to the UPS.
I do.
There you go.
1707 Culver's Drive. It's over by UPS. Right. That's what everybody will know.
By UPS, you can't miss us.
Yeah, so it's a much bigger and nicer location, more parking and easy in yes. and out. So, and then you also have a Priest River Food Bank at 45 South McKinley in Priest River that I wasn't aware of.
I actually started at that one.
Ah.
And so I would say that's a nice small one. It's growing constantly, though, with clients. I mean, we do actually over 2,000 individuals in Bonner County. We feed over 200 individuals. And it's like Priest River and us. I mean, we have an average of 6 new families that sign up weekly at both places.
Wow.
And and Priest River is much smaller than the Sandpoint mm-hmm. one, but it is, it's getting, hugely, it's swamped anymore. I mean, they're like crazy busy. So, and there's like more and more families and a lot of seniors, a lot of seniors. They really need a lot of help. And like I say, there's more families that because they've lost their jobs because of the COVID. And so we have that. And it's great to be able to see that we can help these people. And, I mean, we look at them like they're our family. I mean, even like the seniors, it's like we're feeding mom or dad or grandma or grandpa, uncle or aunt. And like I said, we're like a family. And when they come in, it's actually kind of fun. We're friendly, outgoing, mm-hmm. and our clients are, you know, friendly and outgoing and joke and kid. And it's like, it's really fun there. It really is a great place.
If people want to find out more how they can help or how they can just donate or give you some money, is that the foodbank83864.com? Is that where you go
yes.
to? Okay.
Yes.
So it's
or they can always pop in and see us.
Yeah.
We are open Monday through Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
We're there on Fridays working, but we're not open to clients. But if you were to come in and donate or something, we're there. We're also probably going to keep the same hours through January, the Monday through Thursday, but they're working in the warehouse and cleaning and doing all that and stocking and through January. And then hopefully by February, we'll go back to the 5 days open in the market.
That would be great. Yeah. You can call for more information as well, 263-3663. Very easy to remember, 263-3663. Kathleen Moore from the Bonner Community Food Bank, thanks for joining us today. And see how easy that was?
Of course, I said, now we did give out. But I actually covered pretty much on Debbie's list.
and we need to take our final break, but we'll have you back on the show anytime. So after the holidays.
It. You have no idea. I mean, this is, it supports us a lot. It gets out there and people hear that we, the needs that we have. And yeah, it's huge.
All right.
It's huge. There's so many people that need food.
Happy holidays to everybody at the food bank. We're going to take our final break. I'll come back to wrap up this week and stick around. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us, or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Sandpoint is a unique collection of retailers, art galleries, and restaurants that reflect the spirit of the Northwest.
You'll find the spirit of the Northwest at Holland's Gallery on 1st Avenue in Sandpoint. Vintage fine art, black and white photography, seen through the photographic lens of the legendary Ross Hall. It's the perfect gift this year.
Shop where Santa shops at Eve's Leaves. You'll find the coolest contemporary fashion, scarves, gloves, sweaters, jackets, jewelry, and gift certificates. Eve's Leaves open 7 days a week on 1st Avenue. Visit downtown Sandpoint.
Hello, this is Justin Dick with Trinity at City Beach. It's been a long road since we were able to reopen back in May, and I'm proud to announce that in addition to our dinner hours, we are back open for lunch 7 days a week. We have all your old favorites back and some great new entrees like the prime rib French dip, chili lime shrimp tacos, Cajun mac and cheese, and much more. Our new hours of operation are 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Please check us out on Facebook or our website, trinityatcitybeach.com.
North Idaho's Radio and Parker Subaru are teaming up for the 4th annual Sandpoint High School New Car Raffle. Help Sandpoint High School students reach their goal with your purchase of new car raffle tickets. And on January 8th, you could be driving a new 2020 Subaru Crosstrek Premium. Last year, students raised over $58,000. Get your $5 new car raffle ticket from any Sandpoint High School student. Sponsored by Parker Subaru and North Idaho's Radio.
Merry Christmas from Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. Christmas silver and U.S. silver eagles are in stock. Plus, they have preparedness supplies, coins and paper money, gold and silver, jewelry, and they now stock ammo as well. There's also a huge selection of great gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else in our area. Open weekdays and Saturdays through Christmas. Located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 263-6060. Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
What does that Ski-Doo feeling sound like?
Dude, I love that thing.
Woo, that was amazing. Turbo!
Yeah, it sounds a little something like that. And now you can get that Ski-Doo feeling during our Winter Celebration Sales event on Now. Visit Sandpoint Marine and Motorsports on Triangle Drive in Ponderay and get up to $1,000 off select 2020 Summit 850 E-Tech models. Offer ends January 6, 2021. Restrictions apply. Customer offers vary based on credit worthiness. See dealer for details.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to poof. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, Being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
All right, we are back. And you know, during breaks sometimes, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't listen to the commercials. But I was just online and flashing through some things. And, you know, a lot of the talk in the area, especially in Spokane, has been about Chick-fil-A opening in Spokane and how crowded it's been. I've never had a Chick-fil-A sandwich in my life. I've been all around the country. I just never really thought about it. They've been super popular there, so a lot of other Spokane area restaurants have been advertising their sandwich. Well, I just saw this thing online, Jack in the Box, which there happens to be one right here in Sandpoint. I haven't been there in years. I just don't eat a lot of fast food, but they are introducing the Cluck sandwich, which is sort of to competition with Chick-fil-A for a limited time at 2,200 of their locations. I'm not for sure the Sandpoint one has it. You may want to call them first or whatever. It's a crispy sandwich, filet, pickles, and secret sauce. What's in that secret sauce? Anyway, they come with bacon if you want, cheddar cheese, guacamole. And, so it's not as bad for you as some other places. According to the article, according to the American Heart Association, 490 calories. And just Googling while we're talking about what is possibly in the secret sauce, they're saying it's possibly ketchup, mustard, mayo, A1 sauce, Worcestershire, and hot sauce. I don't know. But anyway, you can check it out, the Cluck sandwich at Jack in the Box. We were talking to Vince Huntsberger a little while ago about staying safe during all of this COVID as the numbers are increasing like crazy here in Bonner and Boundary County. One thing that they wanted to pass along to be very careful of, is having holiday parties with people that are not in your household. Like if you've been hanging out with your immediate family, have Christmas, whatever you want to do. But it's just not a cool year like to really go to other people's houses that maybe there's people there you don't know. You've never been. You don't know where they've been. Also, it's tough when you go to out in public, when you go indoors here, things like coffee shops. They say the least busy time to go to a coffee shop are Tuesdays at 4 o'clock. The most busy time at coffee shops are Saturdays at 10 a.m. I mean, who drinks coffee at 4 o'clock? Not me. Pharmacy, the least busy days are at 9 or in the early morning on Mondays. The most busy days in pharmacies are Friday afternoons. Grocery stores, I have found going to a grocery store, just about any of them, early morning-ish is totally cool. I mean, just not crowded at all. The least busy on Mondays, the grocery stores around at between 8 and 9 a.m. Of course, their busiest day would be early afternoon on Saturdays. So you want to stay away from grocery stores. There's still so many people around here not wearing masks, and they all seem to go to the grocery store on Saturday afternoon. Restaurants, which are actually statistically not as bad as I think everybody was fearing, and they're closing down all these restaurants in Washington and such. The least busy days at most restaurants are Tuesday afternoons. Of course, Friday evenings are the busiest time in restaurants. And going to the park is pretty much always safe. But again, just like just about everything else, early mornings are the least crowded. And Saturday afternoons, of course, you drive by any park and swings and everything are filled with kids and running around and all that stuff. Anyway, that's it for me for this week. Next week, what are we doing? It's Christmas, so I'm not doing a Thursday show on Christmas Eve. It'll be American Stories, which is an excellent program, by the way. Ricky will be here with us. We'll get another BGH update next Wednesday in the opening segment, and then we'll have another holiday version of Ricky's Top 10. So we look forward to that. Next weekend, try to have a great weekend this weekend, everybody. Till next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.